You can't tell me it's too expensive. You can only tell me that it's a stupid idea.
Two dumb babies.
I love good NASA slander, man. That's fucking my favorite.
With Willie Simon and Eric Friedman.
Yeah, I was like nervous to go into the store last night. Like I like stood outside for like a minute and be like, fucking new haircut.
You're nervous. You know the people at the store. At the comedy store.
Anytime you like,
I was thinking like the grocery store.
Yeah, no, they don't fucking.
Yeah, the comedy store. Yeah, everyone's gonna say something.
Everyone's gonna be like, ah.
Yeah.
And then everyone was really cool about the haircut. It was like, it was fucking weird. Usually like, over there, everyone's just like trying to find anything different about you so they could just fucking level into you all the time. Like now it's like, everyone was like, sick hair, man.
Like, no, I'm it looks better.
I'm like, this is weird.
Hey, bully me. Yeah. Be mean.
No one's calling me gay. This is insane. Dave Waite said something and everyone's like, shut up, Dave. You look like shit. I was like, start piling on Dave.
That's always fun. You do have to wait. Like if you're going to take a shot, you better... not have that easy shot back at you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Dave's like, come on, man. Oh, man, I'm just...
No, I was just saying. No one else was saying...
He looks like a proud boy. He looks like a proud boy. How's that?
Proud of this haircut, boy.
Yeah, exactly, dude. Looks like you could use some pride in yourself. Yeah. Dave Waite. I'm still talking shit, dude. Fuck you for that hair comment, dude. Everyone else was cool.
Dude, I posted a stand-up clip a day or two ago, and there was like the first four comments were all like, all about my hair.
Yeah, dude. You always get
almost every time.
You always get the hair comments. It is a fucking crazy afro, dude.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine. Great. I love it. But it's just like...
I'm the biggest proponent of it.
It's like they're commenting on it like I'm not aware. That's what my hair looks like.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you know we got a lot of hair up there? It looks stupid.
Somebody should tell that guy.
It's almost always bald guys getting mad.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
I know black dudes are always like, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, interesting.
I get both. It's either the interesting or it's like, hey,
or they're like,
cool.
Sick.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, now it's Thomas Endeshaw is the new door guy with an afro.
Yeah.
You guys got an afro battle.
I know. A hair fight?
Yeah, hair fight or breakdance battle or whatever people with afros do.
Yeah, probably.
Snowboard battle or something. Yeah,
yeah. Can be samurais too or something, right? There's a...
No.
Was that...
No, that's wrong.
Isn't there... No, I think there were some 70s Black exploitation.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can't
afro,
say the
afro
word.
Afro samurai, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like that was in there in the 70s.
All right, I'll allow it.
This is for sure 70s hair.
I think Afro Samurai was like an anime. I feel like I watched that. Yeah.
It was a new anime.
It was like one of the only animes I've ever seen.
Mid-2000s, okay.
Yeah, it was fucking sick.
Yeah.
It's this guy with an afro.
And he's a samurai.
You fucking... Have you seen the show?
No, I haven't. I just found out about it. I think I've heard about it, though.
Yeah. Yeah, it rips, dude.
I like when a title really tells you what you're going to get.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, dude.
Don't make me guess.
Manchester by the Sea. I know exactly where this is. Thank you.
Can't quite guess what it's about, but I have a location.
Yeah, but I do know where it is. That's enough.
Yeah, give me a who, what, where, when, or why, or something like
that. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, I need one of the five fucking things. What's eating Gilbert Grape? We're going to fucking find out. We're about to find out, it sounds like.
I like that movie's come up again because you've never seen it.
Yeah, I still haven't seen it. No.
It's just a title in your head.
Yeah. I know Leo does like a, he goes full retard.
Yeah, he does.
And, but it didn't he like, no, he didn't wear anything for it.
No, probably not.
Yeah.
You don't go full retard.
Yeah, you don't go full retard. It's fucking timeless, dude, that quote.
It's good, good solid advice.
Yeah.
Stays solid advice.
Speaking of going full retard, welcome back to Two Dumb Babies, everybody. I'm Willie Simon.
I'm Eric Friedman.
We got a fucking hot episode for you today. It's where we riff about whatever the fuck we can think of.
Yeah. Thank God Willie got a haircut
every episode.
Or we would have had nothing to start on.
I don't know how I would have done this. I did get a haircut, dude. I went in, I gave my barber a picture of like this hot guy. I was like, hey, can you do this? And he's like, and that haircut kind of grows in, man. he was like really nice about it.
So you kind of need like a jawline.
He's like, yeah, that's, you know, give it like... we can do the first wave of it, then maybe the next round it'll be like a little more full. I know, yeah. I've never heard
that's how hair works. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I grew.
And they all grow in.
I grew past
you, dick.
I grew past the haircut. They cut it back to the haircut.
Yeah.
The fuck? I'm asking for a digest. It's not like,
yeah. I need round two of this. It's like getting a tattoo removed. Like one of my fucking.
Your barber's all becoming like a mechanic. Yeah. Like how are you getting more money out of me for a haircut?
Yeah. Just listen. I know I'm not gonna look like that guy in that picture. All right. You can just fucking say that.
As you change my eye color and face shape.
I wish I could fucking pull up the picture. It's a hot dude.
Yeah.
I almost felt silly showing him the picture.
You're like, I felt silly because it was the background of my phone and there's a heart around the guy.
No, I was going to be like, hey man, it's going to be like this. And they're like, no. Yeah, here, I'll send it to Mark right now.
He's like, we're in Los Angeles and no one can make you look like this.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the guy, it's the hottest looking guy in all of these dudes. And also one of them's Ryan Gosling.
Okay, did you find
him? But it's not Ryan Gosling. Because I was going to show him Ryan Gosling, I'm like, I can't show the guy Ryan Gosling. That's going to be insane.
That's like, he's probably seen it so many times I'm recently, like, can I look ever like, since Barbie.
Is there any chance I could, no, I know, I'm sorry. That was a silly thing to ask. It's just like...
Did you know the haircut you wanted and found the guy, or were you just looking at a bunch of dudes?
I'm just like, I just want short hair right now because my hair's been so fucking long. It's been annoying.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I'm just going to shorten it up. And I just looked up short haircuts and it was like Liam Hemsworth. And yeah. I'm like, no, I can't do that. I can't do that. It's the guy in like the bottom right.
Behind us.
Oh, it's that guy right there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. See?
Dude, that guy's like a model for a haircut.
I can't even grow
place.
A beard like that, dude. Yeah.
I see what he means that your hair needs to grow in again or something.
It does have to fill in, though.
It's got
to,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's kind of right.
It
what do
couldn't...
you guys think? Did he get
Willie
it?
Could Willie ever look like that?
Did he get it?
I think I may have used that guy's haircut before when I had short hair. Like, okay. Can you do kind of this?
Yeah. That guy looks like a fucking, like a wax statue.
Yeah.
That doesn't even look like a real dude. That's like an AI hot guy.
We don't even have real guys anymore for haircuts.
Yeah. There is something funny, though, like showing up. Because I'm always just like, kind of like, I just describe the haircut I've had. Like, I never want to show, like, make me look like this more handsome man. You know, it's always like, you're always taking a reach.
Yeah.
When you're like doing that.
With my haircut now, I had to just get it at the
like,
right point.
You show
I show
like
me.
Wilt Chamberlain.
No, I show a picture of me.
I want this
at the right length.
It's Dr. J. Hey,
can you make me look like this?
It's like dunking. They're like, you know what? Actually, yeah.
Yeah, actually, I can do this.
I can't believe this. Yes, I can.
I can't believe I'm saying this to you right now. Yeah,
I like the barber I go to is also one of the, like one of those edgy barbershops that let you drink.
Oh yeah, mine too. I love it.
Yeah. They're always like, hey, we're not one of those gay barbers. You can drink here. Would a gay guy let you drink? Like maybe.
Yeah, probably.
I imagine so.
Yeah, I think they have a lot of bars and stuff. I think that's a big thing.
I think that's a huge part of it.
I think they love drinking. Yeah. Honestly, it's straight guys that are getting sober. More so.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah. I'll go in to get... I'm getting my haircut again in walking distance.
Uh-huh.
So... I like almost feel stupid not drinking sometimes, but I always go at like 10 or 11 in the morning. He's like, yeah, you want a drink or something? I'm like, I do, but it's a little too early. To, I don't want to take a nap
For
this
real.
Afternoon.
Yeah, it's like, you want a shot of whiskey? You're like, dude, it's fine if you can just cut my hair, man. I think it's just fine being here, you know?
It's for the people who can't make the small talk with their barber or something.
Yeah.
They're like, I just gotta... I
Maybe
gotta
that's what
wheels.
It is, yeah. I gotta loosen up so I can talk about how I'm an accountant or something like that. That is true, though. Your barber's like, so how's your day going? You're like, all right, let me get that fucking shot, dude.
How long do you think this haircut's going to take? I'm gonna
Jesus Christ, just fucking look forward and cut my hair.
I can do 3 minutes of small talk. Can I close my eyes and pretend I'm asleep? Is that?
Yeah. Now, the guy I go to is actually really cool.
Yeah.
He said, he found out I do stand-up, and I was like, oh, God. Because he's like, I got some jokes. And I'm like, oh, God. Oh. But he's a pretty funny guy. Yeah. He's not like fucking... Some people you find out that you do comedy and they're just fucking unbearable. Like, yeah. He's like, just like, he's cool about it.
My barber's cool. He knows I do comedy and stuff and he'll talk to me about like some other comics or like a podcast he listened to or something like that. But not on like, oh, have you ever thought about doing this or trying that? He's like, oh, I can have a real conversation with your normal person.
Yeah, exactly.
He also owns the business though. So it's like,
yeah,
you know, you gotta be somewhat competent. And
yeah, you gotta know how to read people a little bit.
Yeah, you gotta be able to like kind of deal with people to own a to run a steady business.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah, that's the thing with being like a running a barbershop. It seems like it's a pretty social job.
Yeah,
like you gotta like really be you gotta have people skills to cut hair.
Yeah, you think anyone gets into it because of that? They're like, I just want to talk to people. I guess I could do that by cutting hair.
Yeah. Or I bet more people get out of haircutting because they're like, fuck, I got to talk to this fucking guy.
The same thing with like tattoos.
Yeah. Actually, you're just like hanging out with people for like 6 hours.
Yeah.
You got to figure out something.
Right. And you, like, and you got to talk to them too to just like help ease the pain of getting a tattoo.
Yeah. I'd be like, hey, you ever heard this... 6 hour dream theater song.
That'd actually be pretty good. Music is nice.
Yeah.
That is helpful for getting tattoos.
Yeah.
You don't have any tattoos you've had to sit very long for, have you?
Not really. I think the longest I've had is like a few hours, I think.
A few hours could be a long time. Is that a few hours like 3 hours or is that?
Like 3 hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
Three's long enough. I feel like after two is when it starts to hurt.
Yeah. Yeah, but it was my arm, so it didn't really hurt very much. Oh, yeah. It was like the outside of my arm here.
Oh, nice.
It's that one. And that one, like, you can just fucking... That's like the birthday punches I grew up getting hit there, you know what I mean? I'm like fucking blasted off, dude.
Tattooing over black and blue marks.
Yeah,
like, dude, permanent black and blue
these
marks.
Nerves died when I was 8 years old, dude.
Look, do you want us to incorporate this color into the...
Yeah. Actually, if you can paint that skin color, that'd be great. You can get that normal.
It's more of a makeup tattoo.
Yeah. I actually don't want a design. I just want to... I want to look like I have nerves in my arm again.
Tattoo some veins.
Just... Yeah. Yeah. What's the longest you had?
I've sat for like 4.5 to 5 hours on my chest.
Yeah, that makes sense. And yeah, that chest one's pretty big.
Sucked.
Yeah.
And it was two sittings of about that length.
And the chest, like fucking, you're hitting like the, you hit that, whatever, that middle bone?
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever, the clavicle or some fucking shit?
No, clavicle's up here. It's
the sternum.
Sternum, that's the one. I was like, oh, fuck, I know it. I almost called it the cervix.
Yeah, and it's not your cervix. Right in the uterus.
My brain cycled through it. Like, no, that's not the one. Not even close. Close in sound, I guess.
The cervix would hurt to get tattooed. In your defense, I feel like.
Yeah.
Any of our female listeners that got a fucking cervix tattoo, let us know.
It's like getting your lip done, sort of.
You're like thug life. Your pussy lips. It's like South Side.
Stomach rockers are cool. Pussy rockers.
Pussy rockers crazy, dude. Man, I hope the cervix is in the vagina. All right. Because I'm not 100% sure. Yes, all right, yes. I got a confirmation from Mark. Phew. I almost look really dumb there. I'm so stupid, dude. I found out your ribs start up here, like yesterday.
What do you mean? Where do you think they started?
Like down here. Right? You seem like they'd start here, but they're actually way up here. Did you know that?
Are you just... Were you not sure where your ribs all are or where the start and the end is?
It's kind of like a little bit of both. I feel like. Yeah. I guess like I didn't know where they started because it was like your one through like your one ribs were up here. Yeah.
Okay.
I thought they was like just all like here and this was like a chest plate or something like that. Like I didn't really know. don't know what the fuck I was thinking.
Are you Iron Man?
What, yeah, that's why I was like, well, because it's like, you know, your shoulder blades are huge. And so I was like, oh, yeah, maybe it's like.
You thought it was just one solid bone right
for
here?
Like, I guess I like never thought about it. I was like, oh, fuck, your ribs are fucking up on your chest. Isn't that crazy? Doesn't that seem wrong?
No.
Your ribs are on your chest?
It's that like
they're
seem
like dislocated or something, you know?
No, that's right where the ribs should be.
No, it's like when you see a skeleton, you're like, of course the ribs start up high.
Yeah.
But then you're like, but my ribs, when I think of ribs, like you don't get punched in the chest and you're like, my ribs. Who says that? You're like, you get hit here. Yeah, yeah. You're like, my ribs.
Yeah, right.
But you know, you're not getting like fucking. Dude, be careful about my ribs.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm here, like, you know what I mean?
Oh, that was
like,
right in my L1.
Oh, my rib, yeah.
L1, L2 just got hit. Yeah, I mean, most people aren't that specific when they get hit, though. I mean, there's the whole, like, everyone just calling, like, all of your torso your stomach and stuff like that,
yeah, your
too.
Stomach's here also.
Yeah,
you know that?
Your stomach's here,
it's,
yeah,
like, way up top. That's what's always hurting.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, I think I have, like, fucking kidney disease.
Yeah, no, it's not like kidneys.
No, I'm just eating like shit.
My stomach hurts.
Thank God. I was like, I have, like, fucking gallbladder cancer or something like that. You're like, no, you're just eating garbage every day. You're like, oh, thank fucking Christ.
Oh, I thought it was the drinking. This is good.
I thought it was dying.
I'm doing okay. I can take Pepto-Bismol and I'm better.
Yeah, yeah,
I don't
I'm
need
good,
to,
it turns
I need surgery or something. Lifestyle change.
I was scared to tell my doctor this was going on.
That's always good. The, like, degree of lying to your doctor you want to figure out. You're like,
yeah, exactly.
I don't want to tell him the whole truth. That's gonna,
I want to know if I'm dying, but I like don't want to know if I'm dying.
Yeah. That's gonna stress me out, and that's gonna be worse for my health.
Yeah, exactly. You know, if they tell me I'm dying, what is me knowing, you know, why does that matter? You know what I mean? Unless I mean, can stop it.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless I can,
like,
stop it.
I was like,
but it's like, you know.
Sometimes, I don't know if you know about modern medicine, but every once in a while.
If I had like something like, you know, early, but if I had like some like stage 4 terrible thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I hope the doctor's like, the chart looks great. Have a good day. And I just go about and I just die.
Just
on like
big
the road.
Smile,
yeah.
I hear, yeah.
The chart looks awesome. It hasn't spread anywhere.
Yeah.
Carry on. And I just die in the street 3 months later, fucking out of nowhere.
They just call in another doctor and lie to that one. They're like, yeah, he's fine. Just go let him know he's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
But not just so they don't have to lie.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not a very good actor.
So I got into being a real doctor instead of a fake one.
Yeah.
Being a fake doctor, way more fun.
Yeah.
I had to lie to the vet recently for Larson because I finally got pet insurance. And
nice.
And he had like a little bump on his butt that I didn't know exactly what it was, like by his tail. And I was like, if it's a pre-existing thing, then, you know, the insurance won't cover it. So I had to wait. The insurance kicked in, and then I went to the vet, and they're like, when did you notice this? And I just be like, you know, not too long ago.
Yeah.
And,
about 3.5 hours ago.
Exactly, yeah.
Right when the insurance kicked in.
But then they went to take a biopsy of it, and it, like, fell out, and it was just an ingrown hair.
That's hilarious.
I was like, I was scared for weeks of an ingrown hair.
That's so funny.
It was a fucking dog.
Yeah, just pull it out.
Yeah, you can't tell. The vet didn't know either until they went to, like,
that's a
take
huge
a sample of it, and the whole thing just fell. Alicia was waiting in the waiting room. I'd gone to the bathroom, and the vet came out, and they're like, do you get queasy easily? And she's like, what? No. And they just show her, and it's just this weird little fucking growth thing.
Oh, that's weird. That's funny. Was it like a full-on growth or like a hair?
Yeah, no, it was like a little bump, like a little fucking...
Damn.
Like, yeah, knot of skin and everything, like protruding from right by his tail.
Damn, dude, dogs get some weird-ass fucking bumps, dude.
Yeah.
I love a lumpy old dog, though, you know?
I know. Whenever I'm, like, so worried I'm not doing something exactly right for his health and how he's, like, not in exact perfect shape, I just think of some of those old lumpy dogs and whatnot. Yeah. I'm like, I don't know, they made it.
Yeah, they lived to like 15. Yeah. They have a great time. Yeah,
it's like with older people, like you can't tell them to change their diet if they're still alive, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, you can't be like, hey, you should be eating better. Like, no, they made it this far.
Yeah.
Somebody was fine.
Never like a lumpy old man, though, you know?
Lumpy old man's not good.
Yeah.
Means he's probably riddled with cancer.
Yeah. Yeah, at night, like, never like fun little fatty bumps.
No.
And I look at that cute old guy, and he's like, blah, blah. I need medicine, please.
Healthcare system. Nothing works better than it, right?
Yeah.
I'm getting my windshield fixed finally tomorrow.
Hey. It's been like 2 years or something like that, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's been,
what are you gonna do? Being able to see
it's
that
been
well.
Just over 2 years that I've had a crack across half of my windshield. It was across the other half, so it doesn't bother me much. It's not, and it doesn't obstruct my vision.
And
really.
Keep it.
I almost have, because I'm like, it's just one of those things. I'm like, I'm gonna get this fixed, and then a rock's gonna hit my windshield again.
Yeah, right. How much is it gonna cost?
It's $360.
That's it.
For that's windshield? That's with an $80 discount.
It's not bad.
But one of the companies that comes to you and fix it.
They come to you?
Yeah.
For fucking $350? That's crazy.
Yeah, not bad.
You're postmating a windshield?
That's all I've ever done. I think that's what they are. You've seen those trucks that have just the windshields like kind of lined up in them? You never seen
a truck
like that right by?
Yeah, I mean, I assumed common. If I ever did see one, I would assume it's going to like an auto shop.
Oh, yeah.
Not like a guy's house.
I know, they sent me like a video. It was like, here's your video to prepare for your windshield getting fixed. I'm like, why do I have to prepare? You're the one fixing the windshield.
It's like a colonoscopy. You got to drink a bunch of shit.
Yeah, make sure your car has drank this gallon of water.
Yeah.
To flush. No, make it sure isn't really anything. All it was like, if there's weather, you have to provide your tech some sort of protection from the weather. Like you need a garage if it's raining, or some sort of tent or something for them to work under.
Okay.
Like, all right. That was about the whole thing.
Yeah. That's really funny to be like, all right, here's how to prepare for your thing. The tech's going to need some water. He's going to need some food.
He's going to need some words of encouragement.
Be nice to him. Be nice to your tech.
Here's how to treat your mobile windshield tech.
Yeah. Don't yell. He's got to just get fucking shit on all day or
He's
something.
He's probably going to be late.
They sent this video. They're like, please just have him give me a tarp or something. I need anything.
Just have him not harass me for long enough to fix the windshield.
Don't grab his supple little ass.
Your tech will have a supple little ass. We've made sure of it.
Don't grab it. He likes carrots, but he doesn't like celery. Don't bring him celery. He won't eat it.
Don't have our glass tech come out and lie to him and your windshield's not actually broken, and then put him in your basement for months on end.
Please don't kidnap our techs.
Like, has this happened?
Please don't sell our tech to Czechoslovakia. To work in an ammo department, ammo warehouse.
If our tech does see a shipping crate nearby, he will leave.
Yeah. Please don't speak Chechnyan to your tech. It will send him into a PTSD spiral because we rescued him from the front lines.
Like, this is a long video. Damn, this is dude. I'm learning a lot.
Your tech has to be in bed by 7 o'clock or else he gets cranky. That's cool. Getting a fucking windshield replaced, dude. Feels like something. That's something like, even like the best car guy, you'd still call someone else to do. Like, if I knew a bunch about like engines,
yeah,
I wouldn't be like, all right, time to fucking try my hand in glass blowing or whatever the fuck. You know what I mean?
I'd almost rather an artist friend or something.
Yeah,
do it. I'm yeah, like, you probably know how to
give
set
me like a
glass
stained
better.
Glass fucking windshield.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, sick. This is harder to see out.
Yeah,
this is much worse. It
looks
just
cool. Like Jesus is in the outline of you driving. <or? laughs> Guys behind, guys in front of you, I was like, is that Jesus Christ behind you?
Jesus, take the wheel.
Oh my God.
Yeah, Jesus isn't my co-pilot. He is the driver.
Yeah, he's currently, he is the main pilot.
That's a good bumper sticker. Jesus is currently driving my car.
Yeah, I'm drunk.
I let God take the wheel.
God has taken the wheel.
If you have a problem with my driving, call God.
Yeah, yeah.
Kill yourself and go talk to God.
If you have a problem with my driving, pray for your safety.
Those are fun. Those are fun bumper stickers.
Yeah. Yeah, remember the bumper sticker craze, dude? Every time I see them now, they're all faded and sad. Like, they're like, couldn't get the whole thing off their car.
Yeah, I
like
expect someone to be ago. In their 50s
yeah,
if
exactly.
they have bumper stickers.
Yeah. I saw one where it was like, my dachshund is smarter than your honor roll student, but like the bumper sticker was like really old. And I was like, oh, that dog's probably dead. Oh, God.
Oh, man.
I was like, bummer, man. That dachshund sure was smarter than your honor roll.
My honor roll student's more alive than your dead dog.
Yeah.
I don't care how smart your dog was, it died.
That's got to be a 20-year-old bumper sticker. Bummer, dude.
What a weird thing to brag about and like bully a kid. That's someone who's like, I couldn't ever have kids. So
no, I love those guys. I think those guys are awesome. We're like, fuck your smart kid. I think that's such a funny stance to have. Oh, your kid's an honor roll student? That's fucking dumb. Fuck you. Who cares? Because they're right.
Just,
who cares?
Just still being an adult bullying kids. So he just never grew out of bullying kids.
Or it's a former honor roll student being like, it doesn't really matter.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't get you anything.
I hope it's that.
I'm a fucking electrician.
Yeah. I don't get sex. No one will date me.
I was on the honor roll.
I install glass now in cars.
Yeah, exactly. I get a tarp. That's what I get. I get a rain tarp.
Someone has to hold an umbrella over me if it's raining. And that's what they aim.
That's what the honor roll gets you.
Yeah, I didn't make honor roll. I don't think I ever cared about honor roll.
I think I did. I did like 4 homework assignments, and I graduated with honors from
four
my high school.
Ever?
Yeah, in like my entire high school career. I don't think I did fucking anything. That's and I still good. Graduated with honors.
Yeah.
That's not me being smart. That's the Hawaii public school system being terrible.
Yeah, yeah. I know. That's how it was moving to Phoenix. My school in Phoenix was so bad that it was just like, oh, yeah, I can get by here. This is kind of a middle school.
Yeah, exactly. You just see kids like struggling hard and you're like, damn, dude.
I saw teachers struggling hard. I was like, oh, this is bad. I had a history teacher who gave us like word searches.
That rules.
This is 11th grade.
Yeah, we got word searches in science class. This is like 10th grade, yeah, like natural science.
Yeah.
And they're like, find volcano. You're like, I don't think I'm learning science, dude.
Outside. It's outside.
Yeah, yeah, it's that one.
Maybe teach us about
find
the volcano.
Cumulus. Like, what is a cumulus cloud? I don't know, but try to find the word.
Yeah. More important that you can find the word.
It's misspelled
than that you
here.
Know how.
No. Maybe it is, but...
Hey, this isn't English, okay?
I wouldn't know how it's spelled.
This is science.
Like, you're the teacher.
Truth is, no one knows how it's spelled.
Yeah.
Clouds aren't real.
Yeah, yeah. They're chemtrails. Clouds are created by the government to repress feelings of good and hope.
I was just in... Ohio last week doing shows, and we were driving by a big factory with one of the giant smoke tower things,
mm-hmm.
and it was releasing smoke that looked like clouds directly into the clouds.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can't really tell exactly where one stops and the other
yeah,
starts. But like, that's crazy.
Yeah, they're making clouds. That's how clouds are made.
Cloud factory.
Yeah. I didn't know there were Jews in Ohio. Come on.
only for the time I was there. Try to keep it very secretive.
Yeah, keep it down. No, I bet Craig had a field day with that. He's like, see?
The clouds are fake.
They're fucking
You said it was planes.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
Planes,
yeah,
factories.
Plane factories. All fucking still, we're still making clouds, dude. Gotta eat clean.
Yeah, I don't. Clouds was a whole like that was like months of science class in middle school, I feel.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, you just learn about like the different kinds.
Clouds,
too.
Rocks.
Yeah.
I don't remember any of them.
That's all of them.
Yeah.
Clouds and rocks. What else even is there?
I mean the specific ones. Clouds, rocks.
We're all
grass.
Either clouds or rocks. Two kinds of people in this world. There's clouds and there's rocks.
Which one do you want to be?
Which one do you want to be?
Like, I don't know. Is this science class?
Like you're a shitty entrepreneur podcast? Yeah. There's two kinds of people in this world, clouds and rocks. You want to be the cloud or do you want to be the rock? Cutting through the clouds.
Rocks.
Back down to earth. Yeah, they can cut through clouds.
It's like a comet.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you
that's
know,
exactly
sky
right.
Sky rocks.
Yeah, asteroids.
Yeah, those aren't good when they're
a little tiny
coming
ones.
At us. Yeah, the pieces that break off.
Yeah, they fucking come down all the time, dude.
There's a bunch of people excited right now. There's an eclipse happening in like, I don't know, 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah. I saw these Australians at the Comedy Store. They're traveling to the eclipse. They landed here, then they're driving out to go to the eclipse party. It's gonna be a big party, apparently, yeah. In Texas.
That's how stupid people are. People just want to be able to stare at the sun.
Dude, honestly, man.
Like, I just want to be able to stare at the sun. What lets me do that?
How come I can't stare? You mean there's a chance?
My whole life I've been told not to stare at the sun. But this time.
I get it, though, dude. I would totally go to an eclipse thing. Like,
yeah.
I'd stare at the sun. Why not? It looks fucking crazy, dude.
Yeah, it does, I guess.
It's like, you know, like ancient people were like, God is coming down, like, holy
yeah,
fucking
yeah,
shit.
God is angry.
What the fuck is going on, dude? I'm still going to be like, even as like a, you know, even with all the things we know about it now.
Yeah.
I'd still be like, this is about that fucking thing I did 3 years ago. Like
that. I think it's happening to you.
Yeah, exactly. I'm being punished for fucking.
I'm sorry, everyone.
Yeah, whatever I did.
Yeah, people are taking trips, making all vacations out of it. It's crazy. It's yeah. That, and then there is, I think there's supposed to be a comet that you can see.
A comet and an eclipse?
Yeah.
See, dude, I'm like, I get why people are like, the fucking, a great warrior is going to be born or the world's ending.
Yeah, yeah.
Because still now I'm like, either a great warrior is going to be born or this is a bad omen.
Maybe a great warrior is going to be born who will end the world.
Yeah. There we go.
Great warrior doesn't mean good warrior.
That's true.
Or like good person, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, a lot of great warriors, not great people.
Yeah.
I'd like to see what
Yeah, like it's like definitely, you know,
like
tipping point.
I bet Achilles was a little rapey.
I think that's what like Star Wars was about.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
That was my whole, I was talking about that new bit I was working on about billionaires and stuff and the whole work ethic thing. Because that's always what you hear. Everyone's like, they have a good work ethic. Like, yeah, that can be said about every horrible person through all of time also.
Yeah. What about the other ethics?
Yeah. What about actual ethics?
Yeah, not much there.
No, but they'll work hard or at least make other people work hard.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's the whole... Yeah, most people who fucking have a bunch of money have just inherited it anyway. It's not like you're fucking, you just knew how to put it in the right place.
You already had a snowball that was pretty big. And yeah. You just had to keep picking up snow.
Yeah, exactly, dude. It's fucking, that shit's easy. That's like, I don't know. It's easy to get lucky in a stock or something like that. Or like, you know, your fucking
most of them you just
uncle
have to
gets
hang
a...
in long enough if it's a real company.
Yeah, exactly.
You invest in real companies that actually aren't going to just go belly up.
Yeah.
You just have to wait long enough.
Yeah, for real.
It makes money. And you know what makes it very easy to wait long enough having your money in there? When you have other money.
Yeah, right.
I've had to wait for some of the money that I have invested that was money I did not have to invest. I was hoping it would turn around quick.
Yeah.
And I've had to wait, and I've waited, and now it's like starting to turn into money again, but I was freaking out for a while.
Yeah. No, totally.
I was like, I don't have other money. Yeah. I can't eat.
I can't eat dividends.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Especially when they're not much. I couldn't put enough in where my dividends are more than pennies. You're like a $3 dividend. You're like, wow, how much did rich people get on this? This is crazy.
Yeah, dude. Someone's buying a yacht and you made $3.
Yeah. I have six stocks. I have six of those stocks. The person with 600,000 of it or whatever.
Yeah. We should do an investing podcast.
Oh, yeah. Neither of us know much about
it. Yeah. You're still pitching NFTs to people.
Just us freaking out about investments we made.
Yeah. I'm like,
help.
Bitcoin is down, but it's better than it was, I think. So buy. So you should buy.
Yeah. Buy me some.
Yeah.
This is how investing, the best way to make money is if someone else buys something for you, then even if it goes down, you're up.
Yeah. It's a bear market, people.
So run. Bears are scary.
Bears are terrifying. You can shoot them in the head. They won't die.
Especially if they're on cocaine.
Yeah. Flee. It's a bear market. Play dead.
Or get big and scary. Yeah. I forget.
Just don't run.
Hide the food
actually,
in the trees.
Don't run. I think that's the one thing you're not supposed to do.
Yeah, don't run.
Yeah.
They like chasing their food or something.
Yeah.
Who doesn't, right?
Yeah, exactly. All right. Matt's about here. Cool. Guys, this has been another episode of Two Dumb Babies. What a time. What a time we've all had. You have any dates?
Yeah, got a bunch of dates coming up. Next week, I'll be in New Mexico. Then Grand Rapids, Michigan, and San Antonio, Texas in April. Check out ericjfriedman.com or at Eric J. Friedman on Instagram, or any of Craig Conant's dates, because that's who I'm going out with. I'll be featuring for them. They've been really good shows and selling out, so go get tickets.
Oh, yeah. How many, thanks, Mark. He gave us a little heart. When's this coming out?
Possibly tomorrow.
Oh, well then, come down to Irvine, California this weekend. I'm doing the show with, Mark Smalls and Jetski Johnson. Four shows in Irvine, 7 o'clock and 9 o'clock. It's going to be a fucking blast. We're all doing 30s. It's going to be fucking awesome. And then I'm headlining in San Luis Obispo next weekend. Santa Barbara the weekend after. All California stuff right now. So just, or actually, and then I'm in New York, Detroit, and DC in April. So, come fucking check out some shows if you guys are in that area. And we love you. Thanks for listening.
Bye.